You're Too Pretty to Be Single, episode number 115.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead, go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Welcome to another episode of Morning Sip. Hey everyone, it's Coffee O'Clock. This is a 15-minute morning or afternoon short where you sip your coffee while Nina does the talking. So I'm your host, Nina Babel, who is unapologetically her edgy self every single time. You can find me on ninababel.com, or if you're on social, you're on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and of course, the Facebook Keep It 100 Girl page, use the handle at Nina Babel to find me. But right now, I want you to grab your mug and start sipping. So if this is your first time listening, welcome, welcome, listeners. Today's a little different than my regular episodes. It's just a 15-minute mini where I give you the skinny on what it takes to be too pretty to be single. And if you don't know me, you're going to know this. I am the most brutally honest person that's talking to you right now, today, tomorrow, a week from now, a month from now, maybe even a year from now if you're just listening to this episode for the first time. Nina keeps it real. She keeps it true. There's no filters to my conversation. And most importantly, I talk to you like I talk to my own girlfriends. In fact, you're probably going to say, has Nina lost her mind? No, nothing is ever random. I just say it like it is. But the inspiration for my episodes are real life personal situations. And yes, I didn't stutter, you heard that right. And they all have an ounce of 50 shades of cray cray attached to them. So I decided to be talking about what it means to be blessed or cursed with this whole notion about you're too pretty to be single. Seems to always happen, mostly I guess, at family gatherings, whether they're your own family or you're invited to an event, an activity, where you meet complete strangers for the first time, but they don't hesitate to tell you that something is wrong with you. In fact, this just happened to me a few weeks ago. This is really what goes down, right? You have random people, you have relatives, whether they're immediate, distant, or just ones you don't care to talk to, who act legitimately concerned, telling you, girlfriend, you're running out of time. And this is like a forever statement until they decide to give up. It's so annoying. But why should one have to live a certain way to be seen as happy or just be seen as somebody? Okay, then we have my brother's wedding. Classic in-law banter at the table. In fact, the family table. And they're all giving me this kind of side eye or kind of deep stare, waiting with their bated breath just to see my reaction when my brother's father-in-law tells me that I'm too picky. Well, why should women have to settle for a partner who's unsuitable to begin with? If you wanted me married, I could have solved that a long time ago. It's not picky to have standards. Heck, it's better to be picky than to be miserable in my book. Because you know what? You've settled for the wrong person. Or watch, I got another one for you. Ladies, how many times have you heard this? The classic pickup lines from guys who thought this was like they're in with you, right? This is how they posted up and figured, you know, this is how I get your attention and captivate you by saying, girl, you're too pretty to be single. I mean, come on, every woman has heard this at least once in her life. When people say this, there are so many ways to skin this cat that I thought I would share my personal list. And I'm sure all of you listening can relate to these. Here are some of my oxymoron thoughts that I've always had, and you know what? Probably you've had them too. Let's start with number one. When someone says you're too pretty to be single, look, there's nothing like being insulted in a complimentary way. Is that a brain twister or what? Number two, okay, in the age of social media, online dating, looks are everything. Number three, why does something always have to be wrong with me? Number four, what's implied is you can't be happy without a man. Number five, what does being too pretty mean anyway? Because no one's told me that before. Is it a blessing or is it a curse? Well, I guess it means that you're just too pretty not to have a boyfriend. But I think where I'm driving at is the underlying theme when someone tells you this, it's implied, especially when it's coming from a family member. What's wrong with you? That's the conclusion that's always drawn in my head, right? I come away thinking I'm inadequate. Is there something in my personality that's wrong? I mean, I'm not a loner. I'm not a recluse. I have more friends than I need, and they're all great people. But look, this is my response. Yes, I'm just too pretty to be lied to, cheated on, and played with. So there. So when I think about pretty and what does pretty mean, you know, I ask Girly Nation at times where they felt like they were inadequate or not too pretty or what their definition of pretty is. So this is what they had to say when it comes to being or what it is to be pretty.
At a young age, I had friends, like I always hung out with my cousin Aja, and she just was Hispanic and had long hair and had this little butt and had a breast. It took me a long time to develop. I liked guys and I wanted to be noticed, but I was just there. I always felt just there. Like my father always was like, beautiful this and beautiful that, but I didn't feel like I was that to guys at school. I felt like my friends were always prettier than me. So what does Leah need to do to be noticed?
To be pretty is what every girl aspires to, but no one tells you whether it's a blessing or a curse, huh? Either you're avoiding those catcalls or uninvited approaches from men. And you know what? As women, we dumb down our looks. If we've always been told, oh, you're cute, you're pretty, this, that, and the other, we dumb it down to avoid the attention, right? We don't want attention, unwanted attention. Get it? Stacy is in her 40s now. Even though she loves attention, girlfriend will tell you what her definition of her pretty is.
I was like, you never know who you're gonna meet.
You never know, right? And you shouldn't go out looking like,
right, now that you can't meet the scarf, well, right. I've had those even.
But a man can, he can sniff, but he's like a dog in many regards. And so one way he's like an animal, like a dog, is that he can sniff some bullshit or some, you know, drama quickly. And when he sniffs it, he can either make a decision, I want to mess with this or I don't. And so basically the energy in which we embody, in which we bring to the table, like men are very sensitive to that. And it's an unspoken thing. And so some of my girlfriends who are very like successful, and they're doing really great things. They think that they're appealing and attractive because they are physically attractive and that their resume is very attractive. But when you're in their physical presence and their energy that they embody or whatnot, it's something that some dogs don't want to deal with. They don't want to piss on that bark. They don't want to piss on that tree or whatever. So all in terms of like how you present and how your energy and your aura is has a lot to do with the kind of dogs that you attract.
To be single means that someone is strong enough to live and enjoy their life without depending on others. After all, being single is about being smarter than being in a wrong relationship. Can I get an amen? To be pretty and single, the questions are all the same. Just like women question men over 40 who have never been married, the reverse holds true. Men of all ages hold women accountable for their singleness. I say same difference. As a woman, you draw the conclusion, look, if he's not been married and he's a certain age, there has to be something wrong with him on all counts, right? Besides, men have more dating options than women do. Let's be real.
The big red flag for me is somebody who is my age who has never been married. Oh.
And my thing is, and Washington is full of women like that. I mean, all you got to do is go to the women's section of Match, and I think you can actually filter on it, but you will see hundreds of women that have never been married. So, and I keep going, well, what is it about me that would make you want to get married, finally, and settle down? Right, so I don't even think I have a chance.
But what do they tell you when you ask that question?
Well, and I don't even get a chance to ask because I just don't go with them. I won't even try.
Oh.
Because think about it. I mean, they've never had to compromise, right? They've always done whatever they wanted to do. They've never, you know, they may have been in long-term relationships or something like that, but, you know, those may not have lasted very long, 6 years or 7 years or whatever. And then, you know, they're off to, you know, number 375 or whatever. So, I just didn't want to even go down that path.
This is a clapback, though. Not everyone who is single people is lonely. Not everybody who is taken is in love either. Happiness comes from within and not from men all the time. The next step in maturity after you've found yourself is to share it. Happiness comes from self, and it doesn't always require a person to share it with one another. There are people who choose to be alone, whether it's a season or a reason. And honestly, her train of thought is a lot healthier when she takes a break than those who are dying to be in a relationship. There's nothing wrong at all with choosing a single lifestyle. I'm here to tell you that. Doesn't matter what someone chooses to do as long as that they're truly happy.
But then when you have these own honest conversations, it's funny with a neighbor, her boyfriend who moved in is always in the garbage and washing her car and da da da. And the other day I was just like, Courtney, she's really down. I'm just so excited for you. She said, girl, please. I don't even know how much longer I could do this. I was just like, I'm so lost. But if you don't have the convos with them and you see the action, it looks great. Like, he's driving her to work and they're going out to eat. But when you socially talk to these people, it's just, they seem drained. You're like, am I missing it? Like, maybe I forgot what it was like to be across the street with the husband who was flirting with any neighbor or any person and think he's good at it and doesn't realize how bad he is at it.
Like all of you say, I'm pretty and I have plenty of choices, right? And you know what? I'm not going to settle for one piece of candy when I can get the whole cheesecake. So if anyone tells you you're too pretty to be single, send them to this episode. Over and out. I keep it real. I keep it true. Smooches!